Good morning. Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next half hour or so. I'm so excited to introduce you to my two guests this morning from Pathfinders for Autism. First up, we have Neil Lichter. He's the program director. Welcome back, Neil. How you doing?
Thanks so much. Good morning, everybody. Doing great, Gina.
Awesome. And we have also Katie Ramirez here. She is your development director at Pathfinders for Autism. That means you raise all the funds, right, Katie?
I put the fun in fundraising, Gina.
You really do. And we're trying something new this morning. We have Katie on the phone. Are you calling us from Pathfinders for this morning?
I am. I'm in the office. Yes, ma'am.
You're always working. And then we've got Neil Lichter, who is on this fancy app that I used to do the morning show on for like the first couple of months of the pandemic. So, Neil, so far so good. We're all talking together by the magic of our production director, Jerry O'Brien, who beamed us all up together, and he doesn't get enough thanks. But we wanted to make sure that we have both of you in here to talk about Pathfinders for Autism. And also, kicking things off, Katie, I know you guys are really excited about the upcoming 20th anniversary virtual gala. So tell us all about it. Who, what, where, when, why, and how can we get involved?
Oh, we are so excited. So, as everyone knows, 2020 has been an interesting year, and we kicked off the year. This year's 20 years that Pathfinders for Autism has been serving the autism community throughout Maryland. And so, of course, we were going to plan this huge in-person gala for the end of the year. Plans have changed a bit, so it is going to be virtual, but it is not taking away from the amazing fun that we're going to have and, of course, the awareness we're going to bring about what we do. So it's coming up Saturday, November 14th, and it is going to be all virtual. So it's a Zoom cast, so we will be using Zoom for this event. We are going to have a red carpet preview. We're going to, thanks to our amazing partners at MediaStar Promotions, they are doing all of the production. So we have videos coming your way. Be sure to check out our Facebook page because there are going to be some fun, hilarious videos featuring a lot of our partners such as Schaefer Center, TTI, Axios Wine, Behavioral Framework, and so many more. So those will be pre-event and then the night of the event as well. There's going to be celebrity shout-outs. And the event itself will be from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll have a silent auction, a live auction. Everything's going to be done online, but people will be able to be a part of the Zoom cast, hear from all of our families, sponsors, partners, and really just have a chance to learn more about what we do, who we are, and help us celebrate our 20th anniversary. So we are very excited. I actually think the opportunity's even better with it being virtual, honestly, because now we can have 1,000 people join our Zoom cast.
You're right. It's so great because you're not going to be like, oh, tickets are sold out. Sorry, can't help.
Absolutely.
Not to mention, some people with autism get sort of, distracted by big sounds and events and things. We'll talk more about that. So it's like, it's nice that everybody can kind of adapt.
Yeah.
And thank you for mentioning MediaStar Promotions because they just worked with our friends recently at the Claire Marie Foundation putting on another virtual concert, actually. And
they're incredible.
You didn't just fold up because of COVID. I mean, your family still need help every day. And it's like, and we still have to get the funds needed to make all this stuff happen. So thank goodness you guys didn't just give up. You're like, hey, we're just going to do it in a cool virtual way that, if anything, welcomes even more people into the fold.
Absolutely. And here's the beautiful thing. You don't have to get dressed up. You can sit at home in your pajamas.
Right. It's truly for everybody. That's fantastic. And we love that we also have Neil Lichter with us here, your program director extraordinaire. I mean, you do so much, Neil, and we always look to you to give us kind of the most recent stats right now on autism. And so let us know, what that is here in Maryland, also nationally. I know you always have your finger on the pulse of the latest data.
Sure, absolutely, Gina. The most recent statistics nationwide, and these came out earlier this year, is 1 in 54 children are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, 1 in 34 boys, and 1 in 144 girls. It is diagnosed more often in boys and often at a younger age. Here in Maryland, we are 1 in 52 children and 1 in 33 boys. And 1 in 128 girls. And I think the important thing about that statistic that a lot of people don't realize is that when the CDC does this study, they look at 8-year-olds for this study. So the study doesn't include younger kids, and it certainly doesn't include teenagers and adults on the autism spectrum. So the prevalence rates actually could be much higher. But for this particular study, it's done looking at 8-year-old children. So those are the statistics in Maryland. Of the states studied in the most recent CDC study, Maryland is the second highest prevalence rate of the states studied.
Oh, wow. And now, if people don't know your background, Neil, your son has autism, right? And you used to use Pathfinders for Autism for resources before you even worked there. I always think that's an interesting part of, of your story.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used Pathfinders for Autism as a resource and a lifeline before I ever was blessed with the opportunity to come be a part of the organization. My son, Max, who is 16 now, was diagnosed when he was 2.5. And my pediatrician gave me Pathfinders for Autism's information and said, I've heard this is a great group. Check them out. They're local. And I use Pathfinders as a resource to find providers and read articles and get information and find out about events, you know, for a long time before I ever had the opportunity to apply for a position. And I've been here. I just passed my 7-year anniversary, and I absolutely love this place. I love who I work with. And I love what we do, and I love helping the families that we get to help in the state.
Absolutely, and we love BJ and Polly Surhoff, and their son, too, also has autism, and that was kind of the whole reason they, you know, founded the organization 20 years ago, and we're so glad that they did. And please tell them we said hi, too, because normally we would be at all these events together and, you know, seeing each other and taking photos and all those good things, but they've been doing such great work for so long like you have that we really appreciate you being there. And for folks that are like you that need those resources and help and they want to know how to contact Pathfinders for Autism, how can they do that? Let us know through your helpline and your website, which is a tremendous resource.
Absolutely. Our website is great. It's www.pathfindersforautism.org. And we have a helpline that rings directly to my desk, or actually now rings wherever I am. And it's 443-330-5341. And you can reach out anytime and find information and resources if you just need someone to talk to. We have so many individuals in our office who have their lives have individuals in their lives on the autism spectrum, that we really do have a whole range of different people that we can pull information from. So I have a 16-year-old, my coworker Trish has a 25-year-old, and we have kids all along the autism spectrum, from kids who struggle more with social skills and things like that, to kids who are low verbal, nonverbal, struggle with behavior, things like that. So we try and have it all covered and get as much information as we can. And if it's not something I have in our database or our provider directory, I go on the internet and I look up and I try and find as much information to help families as I can.
Yeah, and you really do. You are 24/7. I mean, we like DM'd and I called you and we, you know, you picked up the phone right away. You're in the car on the way into the office. You're doing, I mean, like everybody right now, we're kind of 24/7 because you got to be, right?
Absolutely. When my phone says Gina Crash is calling, I pick up the phone for sure.
Likewise, if it says Neil Lichter, Katie Ramirez, or Pathfinders for Autism, pick up the phone for sure. Well, tell us how many people in Maryland that Pathfinders for Autism has served, Neil, because it's pretty exciting.
Well, last year we served just under 18,000, combined between the amount of resource events, the amount of calls I get that come into the resource center, between the live events that we go to, the virtual events that we present. Or just under 18,000.
Wow, that's phenomenal. And tell us about that resource center, more about it and what it does, because I know you got tons to talk about there.
Sure. I mean, the resource center was really why the organization was started by Polly and BJ and a number of other parents. It was a way for families to be able to find resources that weren't as easily accessible as they are now with the internet. I mean, back when the organization started 20 years ago, it was really hard to find a barber or a dentist or even a church group or a social skills group or a little league team that would work with individuals on the autism spectrum. And now you can go onto our website. We have a provider directory that's got 80 different categories with 3,500 different providers for anything you could look for all along the lines of, like I said, barbers, dentists, social skills group, doctors, anything you need. And it's searchable by zip code, so you can find providers that are close to you. There's so many great articles, so much great information. The safety section on our website is fantastic. The information we have about wandering and elopement and safety devices, which is such a huge issue in the autism community, that we have a tremendous amount of information that's accessible. And everything we have is free. There's no membership fee to belong to Pathfinders. Everything is accessible for free. All of our events and our workshops are free for people to come and use and enjoy.
That's awesome. And what kind of workshops are coming up this fall and winter?
Well, fall is really a busy time. I mean, we've really had to pivot just like everybody else has with the way we do presentations. I mean, I was going across the state regularly every month presenting live workshops and hosting live workshops. And now everything we do is on our Zoom station, our Zoom channel. But this month we have tonight, as a matter of fact, well, this will be airing a little bit later, but adults and autism with epilepsy, potty training, social skills, interactions with police, wandering and elopement. So much great information that's easily accessible for parents to attend right for free on our Zoom channel. And they can find all of that right on the front page of our website at pathfindersforautism.org.
That's great. You know, Zoom Station, that remember the U2 album, Zoo Station. So we should come up with the official Pathfinder Zoom Station music video, I think, for sure.
I like that idea.
I like this idea. Write that down, Neil. And
I got it.
And you mentioned a little bit about the wandering and the training that goes into the work that you do at Pathfinders for Autism. Let us know about that important training that you do, because you're working in tandem with not only law enforcement, but also local hospitals. And really, that is just vital, vital stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, we were actually very, very fortunate. We were the recipients of a federal grant, first federal grant we've ever gotten to expand on our wandering and elopement trainings across the state or outside the state, if people are looking for that, because it's all virtual now. We've been training law enforcement for, I think, since about 2012, and we train police, sheriff's department, state police, all about understanding autism and other intellectual developmental disabilities, so that law enforcement will have the opportunity to understand some of the behaviors and some of the ways autism and other intellectual developmental disabilities affect youth and adults who are on the spectrum. It's an important thing for them to understand, because there are some things to consider with sensory processing and the way they communicate and the way behaviors come out that can cause negative interactions. And we want these positive interactions between law enforcement and the community. So we take that really seriously. We train a lot of police, EMTs, hospitals, nursing schools.
Okay, well, that's fascinating, Neil. That's the training that you do with law enforcement. Now, tell us about some of the work that you do to train the medical community.
Sure. We've been doing medical school training, nursing school training for the last 5 or 6 years now. And they just don't get enough information about understanding autism and intellectual developmental disability as they're going through school. So the University of Maryland Medical School has been great. They've brought us in to train their third year pediatric residents every year, 4 or 5 times a year as they go through that rotation. And it's just, we've been blessed to be able to go through Sinai Life Bridge, Hopkins, and a number of other medical schools in the state. So we're able to bring this information to medical school students, because with the prevalence rates like they are, like we discussed, it's not a matter of if they're going to be interacting with individuals on the autism spectrum. It's a matter of when. So the more information they know, it's not a clinical training. So we don't have any degrees or medical training after our last names. I mean, we're moms and dads, and it's a very, very practical approach to understanding autism, told through videos and experiential exercises and stories. And we also bring in individuals on the autism spectrum to help train, whether it's with medical school students or with law enforcement. The individuals in these trainings have the opportunities to interact with adults on the autism spectrum in a real life, real time environment, so they can see how difficult or how many ways you may have to think outside the box when it comes to communicating and understanding behavior. It's really important stuff.
It really, really is. That's why I'm so glad that you were able to talk about that for a little bit. And yeah, we might not have doctor after our name, but I think that's even more relatable, because that's kind of the encounters that they're going to have, or it's just sort of going to be natural like that, where you're not going to be like, oh, let me go enroll in this class and go through it and then have the information and then deal with an emergency. Like, that's not really how life works, right?
Exactly. I mean, my hope is that, you know, when they have a chance to interact with somebody on the autism spectrum, they can maybe think back to something we said in a class one day about someone who struggles with communication, and maybe they can think outside the box a little bit and write something down or type it out on their phone and show it to them. So that person has the opportunity to process the information in a way that might be a little more comfortable to them. And that leads to a more positive interaction.
That's right. Now, and this, you must, how many times a day do you just realize how important your job is and how much you're helping people, including your own son, Max? I mean, and all the other families that you work with. I mean, that's got to be a good feeling knowing that you are constantly evolving to the programs that you are doing. It's just phenomenal.
It really is. I really do love the place where I work. And I think all of us at Pathfinders work so well as a team together, where it's because it's a small nonprofit. I mean, there's only 7 or 8 of us there. So I have the chance to interact, helping with fundraising when Katie needs it. And when we need help with something programming, Katie jumps in. And when we do free family fun events, everybody's all hands on deck. And you really get to see the amount of people that benefit from what we do. I mean, Katie and I host our free family fun event virtual bingo nights together. And it's a blast to watch these families like jump up and down when they win, and they're letting us know how much fun it is. And I mean, we just have a good time working together.
I love it. I love that you brought Katie Ramirez back into the conversation too, a development director, because Neil and Katie both, you can tell our listeners, you know, about some of those creative ways that you've really continued to raise funds and bring those important resources to Pathfinders for Autism supporters, even during the pandemic. I can see you guys brainstorming right now, like around March. Well, what are we going to do? And then you are not quitters. So then what happened after that? How have you guys been doing these amazing things?
Well, I have to say, Neil brought up bingo. I mean, Neil and I are kind of a dynamic duo when it comes to the virtual bingo, I will say.
You are, really totally.
Oh, man, it's been a really good time. So, Neil, I'll kind of start with some of the fundraisers we've done. You know, and you all have just heard, of course, all the amazing work that Pathfinders does from Neil. And, of course, the fundraising has been so important this year. And I will tell you, like, this year has shown me the loyalty of our donors and our families, because we did not skip a beat. I mean, the pandemic started. We started working from home on, what, March 13th?
Yep.
And I think by March 20th, we had our first virtual fundraiser planned. So, and all have been such a success. So, yeah, we talked about bingo. We have done scavenger hunts. We hooked up with a guy who started online trivia, and we've done some trivia events with him that have raised a couple $1,000s. We've done one of our corporate teams did a booze bingo, and I will tell you, that might have been my most fun we had.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you guys also did the Run Wild for Autism with the Maryland Zoo.
We
posted the video with your new board member and also Pathfinder family Rob Long, who works at our sister station The Fan, that some people are listening to this program on, hopefully, and his son Robbie, who has autism, and they put that great video together. And they've been doing other things too. I understand that, you know, Rob's been doing a podcast too.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rob pitched in and did what we call a Zoomcast.
Zoomcast.
It goes across our Zoom channel and you know, our Zoom station, like I'm going to call it now, since that's the term we're going to use.
Love it.
It's really been great. Rob donates his time to be able to interview experts on a variety of different topics, from getting diagnosed to understanding HIPAA therapy or horseback riding therapy or music therapy or art therapy. And now we've got some great interviews coming up where he's interviewing some adults on the autism spectrum about how autism has impacted their lives and how they felt when they first got diagnosed and what they want people to know about their autism. And it's really some great information. That's all on our website. It's also on our YouTube channel. And I definitely think people should check that out, because it's great information.
It really is. And Katie, those Facebook dance parties and ambassador events, they've raised how much money since March of this year?
So I just want to start by saying we had a goal this year, because it was our 20th anniversary, to raise $100,000 as part of this ambassador program. So we basically brought donors' families into the fold and asked them to be ambassadors of the organization and raise money. And when the pandemic started, we thought, you know, we'll be happy if we maybe get to 50, maybe 75. And I am very happy to report that we've actually raised almost 102,000. So we're actually above our goal, and it's not even the end of the year yet.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't even gotten into holiday giving or any of that good stuff.
And again, people have been so creative. We have a gentleman on the Eastern Shore. He calls himself the Flying Beardsman, and he grew a beard during the quarantine and decided, well, I'm not just going to grow a beard, but I'm also going to raise money for Pathfinders. So he raised over $3,000. We have a real estate group that raised over $11,000 for us, Compass Home Group. So it's just been really incredible to see the generosity from our donors using Facebook, using, you know, all of these virtual opportunities to not stop and keep going and do even more than we thought was possible. So,
that gave me an idea, Katie. What if somebody that's hearing this is thinking like, oh, we want to do something like that too. Would you be the one that they would contact about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have people contact us on the regular, say, and tell us an idea. And then we have the technology to help people with fundraisers. So again, the bingos we talk about, we can set up the opportunity, you know, for them, use the programs that we use for them to set up their fundraiser, use our technology and help us raise money. So people can contact me. Absolutely. And I can help them get their fundraiser started before the end of the year.
That's perfect. And you know what? Another huge fundraiser that's going to help you get from that 110,000 plus mark up to your $200,000 mark. I'm not very good with math, but we want you to raise as much money as possible. I think my numbers might be fuzzy. But anyway, you can see I'm not on the board. But this is a great time again to remind people about the upcoming 20th anniversary virtual ungale and how they can, if they're just joining us or they missed that part, you know, a kind of a version of how they can get involved still and raise that money.
Yeah, definitely. And actually our goal again, the virtual ungala is going to be on Saturday, November 14th. And again, it is going to be a Zoom cast, and we're going to have, again, amazing opportunities. There's an online fundraiser, so people could log on ahead of the event and start bidding on great items. We're going to have, you know, restaurant nights and just a lot of liquor, great items from our partners at TTI, you know, a lot of home improvement items, because that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays. And our goal for this event is to raise actually $250,000. We've already raised 130. So we think between the auction and additional sponsors, there's opportunities now. People can go online again to pathfindersforautism.org. There's sponsorship opportunities. There's going to be party boxes that are coming soon, which are going to be really fun opportunities to buy in and get access to that Zoom cast, but also have a party box arrive at your door for both kids and adults. So lots of fun. And, you know, it's definitely going to help us reach our goal and continue to do all the great work that Neil talked about.
Yeah,
so we're really excited.
Very exciting. And I'm getting the 5-minute warning, so I want to make sure we get everything in there that we want to talk about. And the last time I was able to physically see either one of you, Katie Ramirez, Development Director from Pathfinders for Autism, and also Neil Lichter, Program Director, was at the Whiskey Rocks event with Rob Long and all the guys from The Fan. And so it's, you know, we're not really doing those sort of in-person events anymore, but that it's good to know that there are other ways that we can raise funds for Pathfinders for Autism. And what are some other things that people can do, programs, events, and more ways that they can get information and learn more about Pathfinders for Autism?
I mean, our website, I love plugging it, pathfindersforautism.org, has all of our events listed right there on the front page. All of our fundraising events are listed there. All of our free family fun events that we put on are on there. But there's also an event calendar that we have that people can add their events for families to attend. So if you're looking for a support group or a social skills group or a fun recreational event to attend, we list all of those on our event calendar so families can have the opportunity to find things to do. We have a great COVID-19 specific page, which has some really important information about things to find statewide for pandemic resources and things like that, as well as educational resources, because everybody's doing their own version of homeschooling somewhat these days, as well as like virtual field trips and things you can do where, you know, you can go see the Grand Canyon or ride every ride at Disney World or tour the Louvre Museum in France in front of the computer. So you have that opportunity, and you can find a lot of that information right on our website at pathfindersforautism.org.
That's so smart, Neil, and thank you for bringing up COVID-19, because I forgot the most important question, you know, that is impacting virtual learning and everything else. So, yeah, how else have you been able to kind of not work around it because it's not like it's going away anytime soon, but how else has Pathfinders for Autism been impacted by COVID-19 and how you've been able to sort of shift the dynamic?
Yeah, I mean, well, I have to work from home a lot more now because I have to be at home for Max to help him out with school. But families have been calling saying, you know, what do we do? What are some hints? What can we try? And really, it comes down to knowing what works best for your child and what works best for the person in your life. I think I tell families all the time, you know, setting a schedule, making the routine firm so it doesn't feel so scary and up in the air where you don't know what's going to happen next. I always say that anxiety is what creates behaviors. And there's so much anxiety right now because of the pandemic. Is when is it going to be over? When am I going to be able to see my friends? When am I going to be able to go to school? That setting a schedule and a routine can help keep things solid and concrete and hopefully reduce some of the anxiety that goes along with what we're going through now. And that's just the best I can hope for with my child and with the best advice I can try and give families is trying to bring some sort of routine and normalcy into your loved one's life so that they know that there's something that's concrete that they can count on every day. And even if it's school, at least it's that consistent every day. You know what's coming during the day, and it gives you some feeling of normalcy in this very abnormal world we're living in right now.
Yes, the dreaded uncertain times, right? And that really does help with that anxiety too. And yeah. Not to mention, you know, the economic impact too on some families as well. It's good to
Absolutely.
Know that being said, all the Pathfinders for Autism programs and resources are free to people, right?
Yeah, all of our family fun events, the bingos, the scavenger hunts, the movie nights, the yoga series. I forgot about that. We have a free yoga series coming up that's going to start October 23rd and go once a month every like fourth week. It's all free. So you can sign up. We'll send you the link to join in. And it's absolutely free to attend. And the good thing, you know, that we found, I mean, the pandemic, nobody's happy with what's going on. But I have so much more reach this way for workshops and fun events, whereas, you know, somebody on the Eastern Shore used to not be able to attend a live workshop in Howard County, and now I can just put on a workshop, and we're getting people from outside of Maryland, outside the state of Maryland, outside of the country. We've had international registrations for some of our workshops.
Wow.
So people all over are hearing about it through social media, and are able to attend and have access to some of this great information and fun stuff that we do.
The world is getting smaller. You don't need to travel that dreaded beltway to get into any of these resources.
Exactly.
And Katie Ramirez, we're getting the wrap-up sign, but, you know, goals, what is the goal again? How can we help out real quick as we wrap things up now?
Absolutely. So, again, our last big fundraising event for the year is the virtual Ungala to celebrate our 20th anniversary, Saturday, November 14th. We are going to have sponsorship available, party boxes, and then you can also just buy an access pass to get a link to that Zoom cast. Join us. It's going to be an amazing event to help us raise funds so we can continue to offer free programs to our families.
Love it. Pathfindersforautism.org. For more, thank you so much, Development Director Katie Ramirez, for joining us, and Program Director Neil Lichter. It's always wonderful to talk to you both.
Thank you, Gina.
We pulled it off. And you guys, thank you for listening out there. If you have any questions, reach out to me on social media at Gina Crash. And this has been a production of Entercom Baltimore.